Okay, Kototeira Drushim Lasukis, page pay, first column. So the Rebbe was explaining the difference between Mayim and Yayin. Mayim is a level of Chochma, and Yayin is a level of Bina. And therefore, Mayim is a level of Kohanim, and Yayin is a level of Leviim. And he said there's Tereshib Iksav and Tereshib Alpeh. Now, Tereshib Iksav. No, we're at 150, page pay. It's already 159.
Yeah, in front of it is 158, right?
Huh?
In front of it is 158.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Altareb is explaining that Tereshib Iksav and Tereshib Alpeh. Tereshib Iksav, the main thing is the letters. And Tereshib Alpeh, the main thing is the understanding. So he says, Aesius at the level of Bina. Because how do you understand something? You understand something only when you think it in words. That's when you understand it. Chochmah is like when you see something. Chochmah is like into seeing. You see it, when you see it, the initial seeing, you don't understand it yet in letters.
It's the flash.
Yes. So he says, okay, we'll start four lines at the end of the first column. And Teresh Baal Peh, the level of Chochmah. But Shom Ein Eis, you see, in the level of Chochmah, there's no letters are not the primary thing. Alasech of Askola, the understanding, Ikeris, Samiz Galit, Batech Eis, that becomes revealed eventually in the level of Bina, which is the letters. The Kach, in Medakta, Mesias Kilkach. Therefore, in Teresh Baal Peh, yeah, the truth is, in Teresh Baal Peh, you learn out halachas from wording in the Gemara, wording in the Rambam, from the letters. But it's not as important as it is in Teresh Shabbat Ksav. Whatever letter you learn out, who knows what. Teresh Shabbat Peh, because Teresh Shabbat Peh, the Iker is, Achoch Mavas, like the Gemara says, my time in Rameir, Shubachin is timing in the level of Choch Mekaneid. So therefore, he says like this, Teresh Shabbat Ksav, it's not so relevant, the letters of Torah. I'm sorry, Torah Shabbat is relevant, the letters, that's the level of Bina. Torah Shabbat Peh, where letters are not the primary thing, the primary thing is understanding, so that's the level of Bina. Zeh, Yuvan,
and
Yin.
Both on that Bina.
Huh?
You said both on our Bina.
No. When you divide it up more. No, he said, Teresh Baal Ksav, you don't need to understand. You read Tillim, you don't know what you're talking about. You still get a mitzvah.
So that's Bina.
It's not Bina. Bina is when you understand it. Yeah. Say, if you read Teresh Tillim, and you don't know what you're talking about, you still get a mitzvah learning Torah.
Okay, which one is Bina, which one is Chochmah?
So now the Alter Rebbe is explaining, Teresh Baal Ksav is Bina, and Teresh Baal Peh is Chochmah. Now, he says, it is there, you have an inyan, and now. Now we can understand, the Alter Rebbe at the beginning of the Maimer asked, Nitzach HaMayim is in Torah. I'm sorry, Nitzach HaYayin is mentioned in Torah. Nitzach HaMayim is Halacha Mashem Sina. You learn it out from extra letters here and there. So he says, Nitzach HaYayin is in Torah, V'Nitzach HaMayim L'Nichta B'Torah, Halacha Mashem Sina. Why? Ki Yayin is the level of Bina, which is Torah Shabbat. V'Zehu Pirush Yena Shel Torah, he says like this, wine, which is the level of Bina, is the level of Teresh B'Ksav. But, which is the level of Chochmah, and Yechel is Kosev B'Teresh B'Ksav, Shemispashi B'Chin is Ksav Aesius. This is usually like different than all over the place. All over the place, Teresh B'Ksav is the Chochmah, and Teresh B'Ksav, you understand, is Bina. But here the Alter Rebbe is saying like this. The beginning of the Maimon Alter Rebbe asked, why is it that Nisach HaYayin, pouring wine, is mentioned clearly in the Torah? In this case, the V'Sahin, it's always speaking about the wine libations, as they call it. So he says, because Teresh Shabbat Ksav is the level of Bina, which is the level of Yayin. Teresh Shabbat Ksav is the level of Yayin and Bina, therefore in Teresh Shabbat Ksav you could talk about Nisach HaYayin. But Nitzach HaMayim, which is not the level of Teresh Shabbat Ksav, it's Teresh Baal Peh, so therefore the Torah doesn't mention it. And he says, let's skip the parentheses, how far down does it go? Okay, you have to go to the middle of the page. He says, now we can understand what the Medrash says on the Pasuk. Kitevim de dechem yoyin. Harevim, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, Harevim alay divrei seifim, yesim yeinu shel Torah. It says, Hashem says, it's sweeter to me, the words of the Chachamim, than the wine of Torah. So he says, we need to understand, why are the Chachamim called Seferim, and why does it say Yeinu Shel Torah? The Medrash says an expression, it's sweeter, the Divrei Seferim, the words of the Seferim, over the wine of Torah. That means, rabbinic things are more precious to me than biblical things. So the question, why are the biblical things called Yeinu Shel Torah, and why are the rabbinic things called Seferim, which are scribes? It says in Sefer Yetzirah, Hashem, this is a kid saying the Bar Mitzvah, I mean. But three things Hashem created the world, Sefer V'Sipur. Sefer, it says in Sefer Yetzirah like this, Sefer is a level of Chachma, HaMashpil Sefer Shibina, which is a level of Machshava. V'Sipur B'chinas Dibur. Hamakabu mi sefer, which is the level of bina, she built in machshava yafshel adabur. Okay, whatever. So he says, there's three things: is the way chachma comes into bina, and bina comes into dibur. These are the three things Hashem created the world with. That's why you have like this. Torah begins with bereishis, which Targum says bechuchmasa. Targum Anderson says. Bereshis, in the beginning, he says it doesn't mean in the beginning, it means with Chachma, Hashem created the world. Kulim b'chachma asisa. So from Chachma, it went into Bina, and then went into speech. Vayir melekim, vayir melekim, Hashem spoke. Ach im yesha Chachma hila ma'ala mechinas Bina, even though Chachma is higher than Bina, alfo pike, nevertheless, it says in Desire the expression, Chachma v'Bina trei rein leim is pasha. They're inseparable. It's a famous thing. The Alter Rebbe had one of the greatest talmidim of the Alter Rebbe was the Rebbe of Streicher. The Rebbe from, I think the city was Streicher, I imagine. And he was a talmid agadol, they call him. He was the greatest student of the Alter Rebbe. And he and the Mittel Rebbe were very, very close. One time, the Alter Rebbe was with another chassid, and they saw the way the Rebbe Aaron Streicher and the Mittel Rebbe walking in the street, together talking and whatever. So the chassid said to the Alter Rebbe, "The treire and leim is pashim. The two friends, they're inseparable." The Alter Rebbe said, "Halavai," because later the Streicher broke away from the Mittel Rebbe and he made his own chassidus. So he says, "Im yeis chachma l'may mechinas bina." Nevertheless, it's inseparable. And kein tzarich lechabim tamid lamata. Therefore, chachma and bina have to be united down here. Therefore, v'serus l'lasata, v'serus l'le'elo. By doing that, v'ida down here, you create an awakening from above, and that's what it says: shafta mayim besosi. The chachma to shavu besasi, chachma you should draw the water. Which I'll explain in a second. Which is the inter besimcha, which is the level of bina. Ubezay yischabu b'chinas chachma bina. So he has treirein leim is pashim. Okay, so he says like this. Mayim, he said before, is the level of chachma. Simcha is the level of bina. Ema banim smecha, right? Because when you understand something, that's when you are happy. So he says, what was the Aveda? Ushafta mayim besosain. You should draw water with joy. Water, like we said before, is a level of chachma. And mayim besosain is a level of simcha. So he says, what's the Aveda? Nisach mayim, taking the level of chachma and bringing it down into bina. And there, then you cause the chachma and bina are inseparable. Now, what do you gain when Chachma and Bina are inseparable? Then there's always the yichud of Chachma and Bina, father and mother, so to speak, spiritual father and mother. And then you create midas, you create children, which are the midas, like Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya. So what's the whole aved of Nisach HaMayim? Is the unity between Chachma and Bina, Mayim with Simcha, And then you create the inseparable aspect of Chochma and Bina. Okay. Two lines from the end of the page now. Therefore, like the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Anchi Maisa. You know, great people were dancing and celebrating the time of Nisach HaMayim. And Alter Rebbe just asked, even though they did Nisach HaMayim every time they did wine? Okay. So now we're up to 160. Says, so the Alter Rebbe asked the question before, what is this Nisach HaMayim in Mayim Yeshua? Okay, so the Alter Rebbe explained, Mayim is Tereshe B'Ksav, Yayin is Tereshe B'Alper. No, I'm sorry. So Yayin is Tereshe B'Ksav, Mayim is Bino, not Bino, but the pearl. That's why he says Nisach HaYayin is in Tereshe B'Ksav, because that's the level of Chochma, and this is the level of Bina. And he says, what's the Inyan? And it's a Chamayim, the unity between Chochma and Bina. He said, but then the pasuk continues, Mimaynei Yeshua. Where do you draw the water from? The wells of salvation. Mimaynei Yeshua. He says, in order to understand that, we first need to understand, David HaMelech says, we say by Havdalah, Kreis Yeshua is Esa, right? I will pick up Kreis Yeshua is the cup of salvation. I'll pick up. V'shem Hashem Ek. We say that we can have Dolah. If he says, what is David HaMelech saying it? Yes, Amid David HaMelech Alav Shalom Amidosi, which is Malchus Datzilis, which is Kreis Yeshua. Okay. Now, it's interesting. It says when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a sud of all the Meshach Rabbeinu, the Ovis, all the seven guys. And then they're going to give, who's going to leave Berchas HaMazon? David HaMelech. What's going to happen with Mashiach? They're all going to be the Meshach Rabbeinu, Mitzchak Yaakov, the Spiesen guys, you know. And then they're going to have, David HaMelech is going to bench, and the cross, because it says, Kreis Yeshua says. So Chassidus explains, David HaMelech is the level of Malchus. Now, what's a cup? A cup is something that receives. It's a makabel, the receiver. That's what a cup is. David HaMelech Malchus, lesla migamor klum, has nothing of its own. It only gets what you give it. You learned when the Medrash says that David HaMelech Hashem came to Adam Rishon and said, I have a bar nafla, I have a very great neshama that's supposed to be born, stillborn. No life to him. You like to donate life. So Adam Rishon said, Yemeshin Yaseinu Behem Shivim Shana, but David Melch says until him. That's where he got it from, by the way, from Adam Rishon. Yemeshin Yaseinu Behem Shivim Shana. The days are about 70 years. So he said, I donate 70 years. That's why Adam Rishon lived 930, and David Melch lived 70. In other places in Kabbalah and Chassidus, it says, that Avram donated life, Yitzchak donated life, and Yaakov donated life. Whatever. The more known one is that Adam Rishon gave 70 years of his life. So Chassidus explains, why was that? Because Malchus, less than migamor klum, Malchus is nothing of its own. Therefore the moon, which was likened to Malchus, has no light of its own. It only reflects the light of the sun. So the sun is the mashpia, and the moon is makabel. The moon receives from it. So the whole inyan of kos, what's the inyan of cup, is David HaMelech. So therefore David HaMelech, because he's malchut, which is the level of kos, he says, kos Yeshua is esa. Okay, what does that mean? Mishra kos, b'zer dahai, but kos, it's nagidu b'choyim inyan Yeshua's de'ela. That this cup brings down the brachas from above, not and he says, because what's Malchus? David Melech Yisrael. That's why do we say that pasuk by Kiddush Levana? David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim? Because David is the level of Malchus, and the Levana is the level of Malchus. It's all interconnected to the level of Malchus. and women are the level of malchus. It's all these malchus things. And he says, kmei adibor. And therefore, what's malchus? So this explains, malchus is dibor. Vayem elokim, vayem elokim, vayem elokim is malchus, dibor. Because it's over a cup of wine. Who's the union of a kos? The union of a kos is David HaMelech. Aderech Moshe Kedim Shebein Nimshachim Mislabshim Keiches HaNefesh Seichel Amidas. Because what speech? How do you reveal basically intellect and emotions? Primarily it's through speech. Want to teach something Seichel, it has to be speech. The Gemara says Chaim Helim Metzoyim Bepef, even if a guy's learning himself, Halacha says you should really say it. Because when you say it, you understand it better. How do you reveal emotions primarily? Through speech. So dibud is the keli, it's the garment, right? What's a garment? The garment is a vessel that the person could reveal himself. A person, Dr. Rebbe says at the beginning of Tanya, a person is seichel and midas, and then you have the three garments, thought, speech, and action. But the primary garment is dibur, because that's how you practically reveal seichel amidus. That's why malchus is also the vessel that all the hashpah of the ten spheres come. That's what a Hillel said. The Gemara says, Hillel, who is super, super, the Gemara says, tolerant and modest and everything. So Hillel said by Simchas Beis HaSheva, Im ani kan hakol kan. If I'm here, everybody's here. What does that mean? Kriyitza b'zayat. Im shchinta di ikrani shari kan. So what Hillel says like this is, the way the Zayah explains that. Nitzachas v'shom Hillel had gaiva, and he said, oh, if I'm here, everybody's here. So the Zayah explains, the word ani is malchus. Why is malchus ani? Because malchus is, ani is the letters ayin, nothingness. And malchus is bittul. Right? That's the whole union of malucha is bittul. So Hillel said, the Zayah says, im ani kan, which refers to the level of shechina, which is the level of malchus. So if the level of the shechina is here, everybody's here. Yeshua is Pirish Mizeah. Man Yeshua is what is the level of Yeshua is Da Yamina is the right kaviyachal, the right hand of Hashem. Like it said, Besei Shala Yamina, his right hand will save him. Pirish Shem Chamesh Alan Tkif in the Sachal Shishana, which are Hey Gvuris. Okay, whatever. That's the five levels of Chesed, which are in the with the rows, which is Gvura. Shem hei gvur is mamtoch is mehei chsodim. Gvur b'zevish in Yeshua malchus datzilis. So what's the meaning of Yeshua? He says, the level of malchus datzilis. Yered is lahachi is biyah. The way malchus, okay, what we learned already many times. Yeah, you have, ishtaush is the chain of the worlds. Okay, so each link, chochma goes into bina and tadana. Okay. So then you have, when it comes to malchus, Malchus of Atzilis goes into Bria. So Malchus of Atzilis goes into Chochmah Bria, and then again Malchus of Bria goes into Yetzirah. So what's Malchus? The way the Hashpah comes from Atzilis into Bria. The Chayis comes from Malchus, and it gets to the higher levels, and then it gives over to the next one.
Creates everything.
Right? Huh?
Creates everything.
Malchus is Dibur. Dibur, everything is created with Malchus. Because Malchus is the level of Elokus that deals in Melech B'loyam. If there's no recipients, there's no king. One second. So the Hashpah comes in the level of Malchus. Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach are all within the realm of Atzilus. They don't come into Bia. Malchus of Atzilus, which is the lowest level of Atzilus, that level goes into Bia. But even that, Malchus has two parts to it. There is the part that is in Atzilus, and then there's the part that goes into Bria. And that's why when you have a link, in a chain, so the top link has two parts to it. There's the way it is by itself, and then there's the way it goes into the next world. So there's two levels of Malchus. But generally speaking, what's the inyan of Malchus? Malchus is to be mashpia into the next world.
It doesn't have anything of its own Malchus.
Last Tomiga Moklum. So this explains. From Malchus to Chesed becomes Chesed of Malchus. Malchus to Gvura becomes Gvura of Malchus. Has nothing of its own. Only what it's Mekabel. Like a cup, it's empty. You put something in it, has it?
It's a transporter.
Huh?
Then how could this be a creator of the Mashiach?
Malchus. Because Malchus is the ultimate level of Bittul.
Has nothing.
Has nothing because it's the existence of the Mass of Hashem. Sometimes less is more. In other words, the less somebody thinks about themselves, meaning the more bottled they are to Hashem, so that the greater they are. Therefore, David HaMelech says, Ki ani ve'ev yinani, I'm nothing, I'm a poor man, I have nothing of my own. So that's the ani. Ani is a mekabel. David HaMelech is a mekabel. His whole existence of his life, 70 years, was dependent on what it was given. His own, he has nothing of his own.
Wedged into the highest level.
What?
Wedged into a highest level.
Seif Maisim Achshava Tchila. Malchus is the whole Hemshech of Ranat. The Rebbe Rashab asks this very simple question, goes through the whole Ranat, talks a lot about Malchus. But he asks a very simple question. If Machshava is higher than Dibur, how come when I learn something and I think it versus I say it, I understand it much better when I say it than when I think it? That's why Torah you have to say, like we said before. So the question is, and Anat asks, if Machshava is higher than Dibur, I should understand better with Machshava than with Dibur. And yet we know you understand Dibur is better. So the Alter Rebbe explains, because Dibur is lower than Machshava, and he explains, Malch is the whole thing. So therefore, where does it originate from? The higher level. So then when you speak, you're being megalad, the source of Dibur, which is even higher than the source of Machshava. That's the whole inyan. When you reveal Malchus, it's a greater Gilui in the source. Again, dafka, because Malchus down here is lower, but because of the Bittul of Malchus, Seif Maiser, Machshava Tchila. So then Malchus originates in the higher level of Keser than the six Sfira stuff do. It's a much higher level. Dafka, because it's lower, it originates in a higher level. So therefore, when somebody speaks, what they're actually doing is they're revealing the source of Dibur, which comes from a higher level.
Pesach is a level of Malchus.
Pesach?
Because it's received from Matzah.
Matzah is the level of Bittul, yeah.
Therefore, it's higher than Tishrei.
Is it higher than Tishrei?
It is.
Well, Pesach Nisan is the Gilui from higher to lower.
And
Tisha is a lower from the lower to higher. Each one has an advantage and disadvantage. That's why we have 2 months, Nisan and Tishrei. One is Aveda for higher and lower, and the other one's lower to higher. Both are complete. Each one has an advantage that the other one doesn't have. When a revelation comes from above, it comes much more than what I reach. But when I reach it, the advantage is I internalized it. You're going to have, see, this always gives the mushul in Seichel. You're going to have a student, say, in yeshiva, yeah? You're going to have a rebbe who'll give a class. Okay? And the student will understand it very well. But it's what the Seichel is what he was given. Then you have another kid that breaks his head himself, and he also understands it. Now, it's not necessarily that he will understand it better than what he was taught, because he's doing it versus given. But the advantage is it's internalized; it's his. See, each one has an advantage and disadvantage. Therefore, by Matan Teda, both things have to happen. By Yeder Hashem Al Har Sinai, by Meisha Amar Alei Alakim. It had to come from above down. Hashem came down in Har Sinai. But at the same time, he told Moshe Rabbeinu, go up to the mountain. Why couldn't they see the one go up and down? What happened? So the answer is because there's an advantage in both, and you need both. That's the level of Teferis, the combination of higher coming down and lower going up. That's the combination of Teferis. Therefore, Teferis is three, and therefore Matan Torah is three, and everything is three.
The meal that David HaMelech is saying, if you're short, is benching.
Right.
Is the Leviathan and a short meal?
Yeah, that's the short meal.
But there's no bread there.
No, they're going to wash. It's going to suda. It's sure.
Complete suda, right?
Yeah. You know why they have both things? Short Abar and the Leviathan. So we learned already in Maimon Al Terebi, one is from the Yam, one is from the Yabash. But the world says, because the Fruma people are going to come and say, Hushchite. The Shor HaBar, Hushchite is it? So they're going to say, Shem himself. It says, Hashem is going to shech the Shor HaBar. So they said, no, give me fish. So Hashem wants to make everybody happy, even the Fruma people that don't rely on Hashem's Shchite. He's giving him fish. Okay, so he says, so why is it called Yeshua's? Because Malchus Datzilus. Yered is Lahachiyas Biyah, and therefore, Biyah is called Ragla Yardamavis, is the level of death, evil. Therefore, Tzvichel Bechinis Yeshua's. Therefore, it needs salvation. And that's why David HaMelech said, Kais Yeshua's Esa, Sheyog Bechinis HaKais. La leis about Silas to elevate the cup, and I'll explain in a second. In Atzilus, that over there's no evil. Meaning like this: if Malchus of Atzilus sustains Bria, which is by the way beginning of evil, Yesh Miayin, it's already the Yesh, the level of Yesh. So, because Malchus comes to sustain evil, so you have to make sure it's not affected by the evil it's sustaining. If you have a guy going out to a city to spread Yiddishkeit, yeah? You have to make sure that that doesn't affect him. So therefore, David HaMelech is taking Kais Yeshua's Esa. David HaMelech is taking this cup of Malchus that normally goes into Biyah. So David HaMelech is saying, I'm picking it up to Atzilus, that when Malchus comes into Biyah, it shouldn't become affected in the evil of Biyah. And the Shekhinah should stay pure rather than Shekhinah Begalusa of the Shekhinah going into Golus. Now Malchus is Shekhinah. Malchus Shekhinah gives life, existence to Biyah. The problem is, if people sin, L'mashul sin, and taking the Shekhinah, this Malchus, that now sustains Biyah, and is bringing it into evil. If it's bringing it into evil, God forbid, it could be no good. So the Malchus is Shusasa. He's picking it up to the level of Atzilus, meaning it's not affected by the world of Biyah.
The room that sweeps the floor gets dirty.
No.
Eventually,
yeah. So?
Eventually, it will affect.
No, that's only if you allow it. The Rebbe says in the Sikha, many Sikhas, when I come into a community or similar things, right? One of three things happen. Either I'm not affected, which means I'm not there. I'm not involved. Because if you're involved, one or two things happen. Either they affect you or you affect them. If you're in a community and nothing's happening to you, that means you're not in it. You're not involved in the community. Once you're involved in the community, one or two things happen. Either you affect them or they affect you. So if the attitude is I'm affecting them, like we said many times, the best defense is offense, so then you're not affected.
Your effects.
Have a connection. You should go out to your